Many General Motors officials and workers are feeling good about the results of a closely watched annual survey. J.D. Power & Associates quality study came out Wednesday. It measures problems reported in new vehicles over their first 90 days on the road. Several GM brands, including GMC and Chevrolet, climbed noticeably in ratings, which reflects fewer problems reported compared to its competitors. Joining Current State to go a little deeper into the survey results, Carl Henkel, business and automotive reporter for the Detroit News, who wrote about the survey in yesterday's edition. Hi, Carl.
Mark, good morning.
What's the reputation of J.D. Power's initial quality survey? Is it considered reputable, or does it have its critics?
Oh, it's very reputable. It's considered the benchmark for studies like this. Of course, any study will have its critics, Ford being one of them in this instance. But General Motors did very well, topping both Toyota and Honda in the annual survey for the first time ever in the 27-year history of that survey. So General Motors is kind of flying high now. Of course, we all are aware of the bankruptcy that happened a few years ago, but they've rebounded nicely, and this is another testament to that rebound.
And the rebound is attributable to what? Fewer problems being reported by the drivers of new GM vehicles?
Yeah, the problems are reported by owners in their first 90 days of owning a particular vehicle. And in GM's case, they've got a really quality lineup at this point, led by their trucks, Chevy Silverado, the GMC Sierra. And those are really the driving forces behind the big gains for both GMC and for Chevy, which jumped 10 spots in this year's survey.
Here in Lansing, we manufacture the GMC Acadia, and I do notice a particular jump in the ratings for GMC. A lot of this was truck-driven, according to your interpretation?
Yes, and when you look at the GM trucks now, of course, they are getting refreshed, the Silverado and the Sierra, that is, for the 2014 model year, but they've had a few years to work on the current generation, and they pretty much perfected it. So it'll be very interesting to see in 2014 what happens to those trucks if any new issues arise because of the fact that it is a new generation and there is launches, and launches tend to affect the scores in this survey a bit negatively.
We make a bunch of Cadillacs in Lansing here, too, and I see Cadillac, however, dropped from 4th to 13th overall. Now, does that fall mean that GM's Cadillac division is analyzing its product or its processes? What does that mean?
Well, they had a couple launches this year, which, again, negatively affects the scores because generally when there is a launch of a new product or a refresh, there's new technology in the car, there's something different about it, and the people who may have owned a previous generation of that car come back but may have an issue or a problem with it at first. And again, this is just measuring the problems in the first 90 days, so what could be a problem in that time frame may not be a problem for the lifetime of the car.
I notice in your story you also point out that the J.D. Power survey is not an indication or not a measure of overall satisfaction. Is that what you're getting at by that comment?
Yes, it's essentially about 200 different basis points where J.D. Power will ask consumers this year via online versus mail in previous years, here are different facets of the car. Have you had any problems with it? And so there's myriad different things that could go wrong with a car. They're sort of kind of into two groups, one being design, such as tech systems or interior design type things, and one defect, which is, if your car doesn't start. Most problems now aren't so much defect as they are design, and so while this survey isn't a measure of overall satisfaction, it's not necessarily an indication that, cars aren't living up to quality expectations either. The definition of quality is kind of shifting as we move, into a more and more tech world.
And how did U.S. automakers fare generally against foreign makers?
The U.S. makers, they made great strides this year. We talked about GM. Ford stayed flat at number 27 out of 33 on the list. Lincoln improved slightly. Most of Chrysler's brands also improved. It was a pretty good year, and considering that Toyota and Honda are generally the leaders in surveys like this. And when people think of quality, they think of those two automakers. But
okay.
The fact that GM
Carl,
helped them.
We're out of time. We're going to have to let it go there. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much.
Carl Henkel is business and automotive reporter for the Detroit News.